Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News, man. I'm here with my boy, Duke. How you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. How are you, fam?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. What they call it? Blessed and highly favored. You know what I mean? So,
well, I'm blessed and melanated.
Right. Look, man, I'm just glad to be back on the podcast again, man. And we're doing some new and different things, interviewing some people that are near and dear to us. And today we want to bring in the founder and leader of a leading, today we want to bring in the founder and lead coach for a program called Path to Purpose. We want to bring in our special guest, Keith Smith Jr. Keith, how you doing today, man?
What's going on, y'all? How's it going?
Good, man. We want to welcome you to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm sure all the listeners are excited to hear from you, man. And so first off, let's get into it, man. Let's tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
All right. Well, you know, I'm the founder of Path to Purpose P2P. It's a tech-enabled transformational coaching practice that gives in-person direction, community, online courses for youth, opportunity youth, you know, in at-risk marginalized communities and returning citizens, a way to find their purpose and live happy lives within it. So that's what I do. That's my company right now. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking at Whitney Houston, believe the children are the future. Okay.
I got you. Always have been, always will be, right?
Yeah, I love that, brother. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So you're good. Okay. All right, first and foremost, what made you start Path to Purpose?
My life experience. I am also opportunity youth, came from inner city. Parents migrated here from Jamaica, so I'm of Jamaican descent, but grew up here in America in inner city. And I realized that our environment and sometimes our economic struggles sometimes gets us off the right path onto the wrong, doing wrong things. And I got trapped up into that. And I realized my journey in getting myself right and wanted to bottle that experience and try to provide those same directions and views and points to other individuals coming from my background that may have these, you know, things going on around them and trying to figure themselves out, may have been to prison like myself and come home and trying to figure themselves out. What does that take? What does it look like? What's that journey feel like? Hence the road. That's our logo, you know, because everything is a journey and a path. And I just wanted to be able to, you know, just give the same support. You know, I was blessed to have a great family and support around me, always encouraging me. And I think that matters when you're trying to reach for somebody to show them the way. You have to be able to be with them and walk with them. And that's what Path to Purpose's mission is to do. Yeah.
Man, it sounds like the value that you place on this program and the value of the growth that you have with these youths, man, is second to none. And how invested you are, not necessarily in the analytics and everything like that, but just the success of individuals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, we want to see, I feel like, you know, working or doing anything just, you know, to make a dollar, right, is one thing, one mode. But when you have purpose in what you're doing for your life, I believe it takes off on a whole nother, you know, terrain. It's like you're doing it and you're happy about it. And it makes you feel good from the inside out. And they say when you do something that you're passionate about and that you love, like you never truly work a day in your life because you just love what you do. And I realized that helping others is something that I love to do. So that's for me. And that was my purpose. Now I want to be able to unpack that with others and shine the light on the things about themselves as individuals that make them great so they can find their purpose. And then they could be, you know, as happy as I am doing what I do, doing whatever they love to do. Feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
It's more, makes it more valuable. Once things are, when things are more valuable to people, they take care of it more. So yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So what kind of pushback, if any, have you gotten from starting this?
Not too much. I think I've, for whatever reason, I feel like I've come to this at the right time. I started to do this somewhere around 2019. I had an experience where I was trying to work for a college, the college that I graduated from. And I tell this story a lot. And I had mentored some youth up there. And they were, it was a really great experience. I wasn't getting paid to do it. It was a voluntary thing. And up to this point, everything about my life, I did for a dollar. It was like, I had to make a dollar. If you don't make dollars, don't make sense. It was like, nah, I'm not doing that. So that's just where it was at for me. And when I realized that helping these individuals and mentoring these individuals was something that, you know, turned my light on and made me feel happy and made me feel fulfilled, I wanted to keep doing it. A job opening came up in the at the college, and I applied for it after, you know, basically volunteering for almost, you know, two semesters. And the executive director knew who I was. We had talked full length. I told him all about who I was up until this point. So when he told me that the position was open, I applied for it. I thought I was going to be a shoo-in. Like, it was for sure I was going to get the position. But then he came back and was like, nah, they decided to go another direction because of your past. And I'm like, well, that was almost... We're closing in on, it's more than 7 years. It's past my long old past, whatever I've done. And when I have a college degree and, you know, I'm educated and all this, I'm like, what does a man have to do, you know, to be able to move forward? When, how far, how many dues do we have to pay after we come home to continue to be looked at as just a viable candidate for a position? And when I realized I wasn't, then my entrepreneurial skills kicked in. And I said, you know, I see what's going on, and I'm not going to sit and wait for somebody to give me a position to do something that I love. I'm going to create a position for myself. And that was being a founder. I'm going to create a program to speak to myself. I'm the avatar of my program. I'm speaking to me at 15, 16, and I'm also speaking to me in my later years as I, you know, fell forward and went back and forth to prison and figured myself out. What was that like? And that's how we kind of shaped the program. And that's why we're doing this and how we got here now. It was that. It was the no's. It was the doors being shut because of my past that I just wasn't going to sit there and take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Damn.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you, though, just listening to you, I'm getting excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, damn, yeah. Okay.
I hear you. I heard someone tell us that we grow up into the men and women that we needed in our lives as children, man. And this whole,
I like that.
This whole
I'm
process.
Taking it.
Yeah, go for it. Man, you've epitomized that as far as being that man that's like, you know, there are people that were like, that I grew up like, you know, that had my situation, that are growing up into this situation now, that need someone like me and need this program that they didn't have before, man.
Yes, sir.
And I think that's beautiful. I think that's real beautiful, man. So, man, like you said before, all these no's encourage you to kind of start your own business. How is that like, you know what I mean? That whole entrepreneur, like, this is what I created. How is that process for you?
It's a learning process. And that word that is the key word, process. And just to go back to what you had said about pushback, it's all about the process, right? It's like you're learning new things. You're in a new space. You have to meet new people. You have to network. You have to present yourselves. You kind of have to like spread your own word. You know, I grassrooted this. I didn't come on the tails of anything else. This is truly my program. Like I have some advisors, some great and intelligent women that's with me on my advisor team and gentlemen that's on my advisor team that give me advice because they've been in a professional setting for a long time. So they add in to the, you know, my idea and how I develop it. But that's what it's been. It's just been getting the word out there. So it hasn't really been pushed back or anything. It's just more or less, you have to do a lot of work. It's just meeting people, mm-hmm. shaking hands and getting that name out there and getting it known and showing up in spaces such as these to be able to put that, you know, advertisement out there for the services that we provide. I think it's just needed, man. You know, the pandemic, talking to the youth and hearing where they're at right now is just is deeper than rap, as we would say, right? It's just more than we can even imagine. It's just needed right now. You know, everybody needs mental and emotional stability. Everybody needs self-awareness and love. And I just want to do my part to contribute to the community to uplift them.
Yeah, I got one more for you, man. What advice would you give a future entrepreneur on how to adjust to, like, how would they get their vision across to white America or business America, however you want to phrase it? How were you able to do that?
My advice to that is you understand first, you can't please everyone, right? Mm-hmm. We're not, the world is big, it's vast, and there's a lot of different opinions and views in life. So first of all, you have to just know why you're creating this business or company. Understand that for yourself. Once you understand the why, then you understand your audience that you're, or your target mm-hmm. people that you're trying to reach. And just be stick to that. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, this is not for everyone, my program. It's for the individuals that I'm telling you that I'm talking about. Those marginalized, you know, disconnected youth that's figuring themselves out, aging out of foster care. They in some juvenile trouble right now, graduating from high school, not really a post-secondary college plan or any employment lined up. What's going on with you right there? Because now, yeah, all the other negative things, you know, are going to be pulling at you in those spaces. I need to talk to you at that point. You need to be talking to somebody like myself at that point, because there's a reckoning going on inside. And if you slip, you may slide and end up, you know, where you don't want to be. So let's just start working there and just understand your why, man. That's the main thing. Why you want to do this, who you're trying to affect, and just keep it simple. Don't, you know, just be able to, you know, target the people that you want to target and leave it at that. You know, leave your message for that. So as I say, you know, I put my lion paw in the sky, you know, Batman put that sign in the sky and you see it and it just, you understand what this is. I'm just trying to put that sign in the sky for those that need this program, need this encouragement, need this motivation to come see me, come see us, we'll work with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I appreciate
that's
it.
Anything you do, entrepreneur.
Yeah. When we started this podcast a while back, we had a listener come to us and talk to us about something that was going on in their life. And they was talking about how listening to us really just brightened their day and just helped with their situation personally. And that was like the light on in my mind and in my heart where I was like, I'm doing something special, right? That was the moment where I was like, we gonna keep this going, right? What was that flip of the switch for you with this program where it was like, I got something special on my hands and this is it. You know what I mean?
Like I said, it started from when I was at the college and I realized just connecting with my story. I hadn't told my story anywhere before that. Mm-hmm. And in those rooms where youth were expressing themselves, you know, they're in school, they're on academic probation. That's why they were in this men's group. They're on academic probation. So they're on the verge of falling out of school. When you speak to them, they want to be in school. They just had so many things going on outside of school. Sometimes the deans, advisors, professors up there meant well, but you just don't get it. When I'm trying to tell you why I'm late or why this is happening or why I didn't get that homework done or why, it's like, you don't get it. But when I was in the room, I would. And that's just what it was for me. So I held that. And when I made the program and started going outside, it was almost more of the same thing. It's just the light. It's just enlightening people with your story, that we're human and I've been there before. So when you talk to me, I get it. I'm not foreign to what you're saying in the struggle. But I'm also going to be real with you and say that there's a way to get through it. You don't have to fall to this. You don't have to go off the path like I did in my life. You can get through this. It's just going to have to take some work. You know, we have to be, you know, we call ourselves pros over here, you know, patient, resilient, and optimistic. You know, that's perhaps the purpose we coined that phrase. We have to stay patient, resilient, optimistic in life.
Yeah.
In every aspect of life. And as long as you understand that, you're going to make it through anything.
I like that. I like that. Ooh. That patient, resilient, and optimistic. That's dope. Yes, that's sir. Dope. Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, I mean, I appreciate you, you know, coming on, you know, spreading what you got going on with us, and, you know, definitely keep in touch, and we'll probably reach out to you again, man. This has been awesome.
Duke, you got anything else to say, man? I appreciate the opportunity.
For real. And keep going, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm loving this, man. For real. We need people that look like us in positions that we want to be, so we know we can be there. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely inspiring a lot of lives, man. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you do.
I appreciate it, man. And y'all keep on doing what you're doing and creating this platform for, you know, Black entrepreneurs and just, you know, forward-minded thinking people that just want to come on and talk about whatever they're doing. And to amplify that to the world is everything. So this is necessary also. Podcasts is real. It's like the new, it's better than the radio to me.
Yeah.
Radio or glass. Podcast where it's at, you know. So right. You know, keep on doing what you're doing too, man. You know, I have a as you know, we try to advertise our services on LinkedIn. That's where I think we found each other. But I'm also on TikTok. I'm on Instagram at path2purpose__. I have a YouTube channel that put up daily content and motivation every day. You know, I reset on the weekends, but every day you get motivation. So YouTube, Path to Purpose. Instagram, path2purpose_, LinkedIn, TikTok, path2purpose_. Come see us, man. Follow us, you know, get what you need and holler at us if you need me. You know, we're willing to help. We're ready to help all those out there that need help.
Yeah, definitely. If you have, if any of our listeners have any questions on where to find Keith Smith Jr. and Path to Purpose, man, we're going to leave all the information underneath the post on our social media, on our Snap or TikToks and videos, and then also on like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, man. Again, we appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Keith.
All right.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're just going to go over what we talked about with Kevin Smith Jr., man. React to how everything's going with the interview and what we learned from it and what we received from it, man. So what'd you think about it, Duke, man?
I loved it personally. You know, like I kind of told him, it's important that we see people that look like us in positions that we want to be at. Mm-hmm. Because then you know that it's attainable. It's not just a pipe dream or anything like that. I really like the fact that you could say that he was as low as you could possibly be. He was in prison, you know, for you know, things that he had done, but he didn't let that stop his life. Brother got out of prison, got himself a college degree, and is an entrepreneur of what sounds like an awesome program. And, you know, I'm following him on Insta now. So I'm looking forward to, I see he got a bunch of speeches and stuff and inspirational speakings up there. I'm going to check them out and everything. Cause like I told him, man, like talking to him, that was energizing me, you know? So it's not just the youth, it's anybody anybody of any age, color, religion, it don't matter. Anybody can listen to what he's talking about, especially if you've fallen. He's going to teach you how to pick yourself back up and be better than ever.
Yeah, man. It's important that we have like people that we interview. And there's some people that come on. Sometimes someone comes on here and you can just feel their light, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like they just have this energy about them that really, really touches you and warms you. And you can tell, man, that man has been through enough. And the fact that you go to college, you get a degree, you volunteer at the college helping youth and then apply for a position to do so, and the whole college turns you down. The own college, you know what I mean? And you say, you know what? I understand. I'm going to make my own. And just that fortitude and that willingness and you know, I guess like willfulness to get it done and to help people, man, that's special. And it's not driven by money. It's not driven by power. It's driven by the, we talked about this in one of our episodes, that unwritten urge to help people that look like us and that's been through what we've been through. And it's special, man. It really is.
Yeah, definitely. 100%, man. I look forward to watching that brother continue to grow and having him on the show more and more. I think he's somebody that can inspire our listeners. So we definitely need to have him on maybe a couple more times, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's an immigrant, which is the most amazing thing about that is that he's still searching for this quote unquote American dream. And he's realizing it. And he's like, this wasn't, you know, me and my family came here when I was young. And, you know, I'm trying to build something. And man, that's just, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. Yeah, definitely. Path to Purpose, a program that helps underage youth get back on track and to find their purpose in life. Definitely check it out. Check out his website at pathtopurpose.io. He has a TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn. Connect with him and just chat with him, man. And you definitely will not be disappointed for sure. And so, all right, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, baby. There you go.
And that's the commercial. All right. Back to the show. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast, and we're on to our third segment of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News, baby, let's get ratchet. What we got today, man? What we got?
All right. All right, bet, man. We got our Ratchet News.
Hold up. Never mind. Anybody that been watching us already know who you want to talk about. You want to talk about the Queen of Ratchetness, the most ratchet of them all. Miss Jada Pinkett Smith. So I'm just going to hand you the control and I'm just going to sit back, relax. I ain't got no popcorn right now, but I'm going to pop some. So you go right ahead.
Oh my God. Okay. How you going to put me on blast like that?
Because we all know that's what you want to talk about anyway.
Yeah, that's not the point. That was not the answer. Oh man. All right. Let's talk about it. I'll give everybody a dabble on how I feel about about Miss Jada. All right. So for those of you who don't know, Daily News has very, very, very strong feelings about this Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith situation. And I feel like before all this happened, I have been preaching that there is an issue here. And then the slap happened. Now, I don't know if we talked about the slap very much or anything like that, but recently Jada came out of the woodwork, you know, a couple months afterwards and wanted to finally address the slap on her ratchet ass red table talk Facebook show. Yeah, so in context, we are going to show you the report and then we are going to react to it.
Jada Pinkett Smith and the show took a moment to address Will Smith slapping Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars by sharing a message prior to the start of the episode. It reads, "Considering all that has happened in the last few weeks, the Smith family has been focusing on deep healing. Some of the discoveries around our healing will be shared at the table when the time calls. Until then, the table will continue offering itself to powerful, inspiring, and healing testimonies like that of our incredibly impressive first guest. Thanks for joining us, Jada."
If we don't talk about it, we're not going to get to the other side.
This ain't it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This ain't it. I, can you, do you already see the hypocrisy of that?
I know.
Shit, if we don't talk about it, we ain't going to get to the other side. You're not talking about it. So, exactly. So this happened, what, in February? It's June. So let's finally hear what Miss Jada has to say.
Now about Oscar night, my deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. The state of the world today, we need them both. And we all actually need one another more than ever. Until then, Will and I are continuing to do what we have done for the last 28 years. And that's keep figuring out this thing called life together.
Jada also says that she's using this moment to shine a light on the alopecia community.
You didn't really say nothing.
What it's like to have the condition.
No, she didn't say anything.
She didn't really say nothing.
No, she didn't say nothing. That was it. She went, like, this is what kills me. She slapped Chris Rock. Everyone's wondering how you are going to react to this because it is a joke about you. And your response is nothing. Like, nothing. You don't talk about the slap, the pressure, nothing. Nothing. All right. I see.
My favorite movie is Encanto. We don't talk about Bruno. We ain't talking about nothing.
Which is crazy because the clip that we just showed on accident before, she was like, if we don't talk about it, we can't put it to bed and move on. And then she just like, my deepest hope is that they figure this out.
It's hypocrisy at its best right there.
Like, I don't understand, like, you don't see no culpability? Like, I'm not saying Will Smith was right for slapping Chris Rock. I'm not saying he wrong for slapping Chris Rock either. Nope. I'm saying, like, everyone can tell this man is suffering from unnecessary pressure. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that the last year, whether you're talking about how you don't know how to love him and how you sleeping with R&B sexy flexy ass motherfucker, and how you just like you just go like that's the shit that pissed me off. Like you don't think there's no pressure. How you still saying he can't live up to Tupac? Tupac ain't living. Like, oh my gosh, just I'm gonna rant about this in a more aggressive manner later on. For those of you who don't know, for those of you, our listeners who don't know, the Real Dream Podcast now has a Patreon page. I am going to save my really aggressive, not suitable for children rant for the Patreon page. Become a subscriber, man, and get on, and we're going to have all the info and the details about all the nitty gritty stuff about the podcast. So I'm excited for it. I'm glad and thankful that we had Keith Smith Jr. on the podcast, man. Wish nothing but the best of luck and everything that he does. And we'll definitely keep in touch and keep my man on our hearts and bring him back on to our episodes, our shows for sure. So, anything you got to say, Duke?
Nah, I'm good, man. Feels good to be back.
So good deal. To Duke, man, listen, I wish you nothing but success and happiness. And to all our listeners out there, you guys keep dreaming. Take care.
Yes, sir.